I'd like to call to order the February 2nd meeting. Before we start, I'd like to welcome our newest member, Andrew.
Thank you.
Can we have a roll call?
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Holdaway?
Here.
Director Clipstein?
Here.
Acting Chair Maglione?
Here.
Director McElroy?
Here.
Director Payne?
Here.
Director Riley?
He just said that.
Okay. Director Siegel. Director Wolf.
Here.
Okay. This meeting has been noticed in accordance with the Public Meetings Act. Can we have the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll do something out of order in case anyone's here waiting to find out the results. We're going to table item number 6, election of the treasurer, postpone that until our next meeting. And our next meeting will be on August the 2nd at 4 p.m. So just take note of that. Okay, the next item will be the approval of the October 27th. 8 minutes. Make a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Okay, any discussion? Okay. Seeing none. On a roll call?
Roll call.
Director Davis?
Abstain.
Director Holdaway?
Aye.
Director Clipstein?
Yes.
Director McElroy?
Abstain.
Director Payne?
Yes.
Director Riley?
Yes.
Director Walton?
Yes.
Acting Chair Maglione?
Yes. Okay. I have no report, so the next item would be the second director.
It will give you an update of where we are with the program today. And given that we have a new member, we're sort of going to reiterate some of the things that we just to bring him up to speed on this. So the status of the allocations. Now, the allocation is something that any member of the public that is in an area that is a sending area can come in and request an allocation. First of all, they can go to the website tool and get a range from that and then come into the council and request an actual allocation. Allocations are done by the Highlands Council. To date, we've received requests from 78 property owners since November of 2009, so it's approximately a year, really. 55 property owners have received an allocation. 19 property owners did not get any allocation, and 4 are still pending. Now, to explain the 19 that didn't get any allocation, properties do not receive an allocation if there's no remaining development potential for which Highlands development credits could be allocated. It could occur because of pre-Highlands Act environmental constraints. It could be access issues, undersized lots, or existing easements or deed restrictions. To date, the Highlands Council has allocated a total of about a little over 1,200 Highlands development credits. And again, for particularly for Andrew, a credit is not a lost development unit. There's a whole methodology that goes into place here because of the range of values across the region and to also account for different zoning. So we've allocated a total of over 1,200 Highlands development credits to these properties, and that represents a total Highlands development credit value of $19,288,000. So in other words, if we had purchased, if you, the bank, had purchased all the credits from anybody who sought an allocation, the total to date would be under $20 million. So I think that's interesting to note. And that's based upon the $16,000 initial credit price. Again, it's the obligation of the Highlands Council under the Highlands Act to set that initial price. The total acreage receiving an HDC or Highlands Development Credit allocation to date is 2,314 acres, and that gives an average price per acre of $8,334, remembering that that price is based on the purchase of the development rights. The landowner then continues to own the land, and it could be used, for example, in some cases under an agricultural easement for farming, in other cases it's a conservation easement, and in some cases there's still a home on those properties. It depends on the individual properties. The bank created an initial purchase program to acquire Highlands development credits from qualified applicants, and to date you have completed three rounds. In the first round, 87 Highlands development credits on 109 acres were acquired for $1,392,000. In the second round, 54.5 Highlands development credits on 80 acres were acquired for $872,000. And in the third round, you approved the purchase of 261.75 Highlands development credits on 144 acres for $4,188,000. Under the program to date, the bank has acquired 311.75 Highlands development credits, which has resulted in the permanent protection of 249 acres. Closings on six properties from those rounds are pending, and should these offers all be accepted and close, the program will have preserved approximately 500 acres. Here's a map. We thought it would be useful for you to see, have a look at it from across the region. Of course, we're dealing in the preservation area. That's where the eligible property owners are. The yellow, and we had to make it such that you could see, so they're not just like pinpricks here. These show you where the allocations are to date. Anybody that's come in for an allocation is shown in yellow. If they filed their deed, it's shown in red. And then the pending closings are shown in that orange color, so you see them here. So it gives you an idea across the region of the spread of the allocations, closings, and those that are pending. So the fourth round of initial purchase program is why we're here today. Under the fourth round, you approved that with the following deadlines. November 3rd of last year was the deadline for submitting the Highlands Development Credit Allocation application to the Highlands Council if the property owner had not already done so. By December 29th of 2011, it was the deadline for submitting the HDC Highlands Development Credit Certificate application to the bank, and that's where the property qualifies for bank consideration. And that brings us to today's meeting, where you meet to review the applications that qualify for the fourth round of the program. This next slide is just to give you, this is sort of a reminder of the steps to the HDC bank purchase. So starting over here, first the property owner visits the tool online, the HDC estimator tool. This gives them an idea of the range of credits that they would get for their property. It also shows the environmental constraints on the property. And the tool is only available for residential properties. The commercial have to be done on a site-by-site basis. And they review the results, and they can then submit an allocation application along with supporting information to the Highlands Council. And that includes a copy of the deed and documentation of hardship or whatever eligibility criteria they're applying under for whichever round it was. The third step, the Highlands Council determines the HDC allocation and whether the property owner meets the hardship criteria or, again, whatever criteria they're applying under. Fourth step, a Highlands Development Credit allocation letter goes out and it states to the applicant the number of Highlands Development Credits the property would receive and whether or not that owner qualifies for hardship consideration or eligibility criteria. If no allocation is awarded, the letter explains why. And that letter, that allocation letter, is valid for 3 years. So any time within the next 3 years that the applicant can come in and request a certificate. Number five step is where the property owner, they can seek reconsideration if the owner believes that the credit allocation they've been given is inaccurate for any reason. And those are for factual issues only. So, for example, they could question access the wetlands on the property, things of that nature. So, and then there's a response back from the council in response to that reconsideration request. Step six, assuming the Highlands Development Credit allocation is final, the property owner may choose to do nothing further, or they may move on to the next step, which is where they then choose to request the Highlands Development Credit certificate process, and they submit a certificate application along with the copy of the HDC allocation letter. The bank then first processes the hardship applications and ranks them according to the bank's established priorities, and then the other applications are processed. So you had put them in priority order. For the priority applications, the bank then may need to prioritize those based again on availability of funding. Letters of offers to purchase Highlands Development Credits are then issued after the bank board has made its determination on offers. And those letters go out, and the recipients have a period of time in which to accept those offers. If the offer is accepted, the property owner is required to submit the draft deed of easement, title, court search, affidavit of sale, all of those as applicable. And finally, the bank then works with the property owners to have a deed of easement finalized and then recorded at the appropriate county clerk's office. And the bank staff then issue the HDC certificate and work with the property owner to close the transactions. And one further part of this is the bank did approve for those applicants that are eligible under the hardship criteria, $2,500 is allocated towards the closing costs for those property owners. Just to remind you of the five priority acquisition categories at this time, because you've expanded this throughout the different rounds. Currently, number one is missed qualifying for exemption number three and have extenuating financial circumstances. Number two, suffer from extenuating financial circumstances. Number three, missed qualifying for exemption number three. And exemption number three is an exemption in the Highlands Act, and the Act required prioritization for those property owners that just missed qualifying for it. Number four in the priority acquisition categories is qualified for exemption number three, but the exemption expired. And finally, the property located in either the special environmental zone or high value agricultural priority area, and the property owner previously offered the property for preservation purposes. The idea of the fifth category is that the Act allows for landowner equity three avenues to come in and get their land preserved. One is through the State Agricultural Development Committee through farm preservation. Another is through the Green Acres Program for Green Acres Preservation for Natural Resource Value Lands. And the final one is to apply to the for TDR and to the Highlands Development Credit Bank for purchase of the development credits for the property. Those are the three avenues that are open to them. And the special environmental zone is an area within the preservation area of the Highlands. Under the Highlands Act, the Highlands Council was required to have designate an area where, according to the Act, no development shall occur. So basically, it was the most resource valuable lands for protection of water quality. And it's an area of 19,000 acres within the preservation area of the Highlands. And so the fifth category is to capture the most highly valued lands in terms of natural resource value in the special environmental zone or high agricultural priority. And the agricultural priority areas were worked out in coordination with State Agricultural Development Committee and the Department of Agriculture. And that brings you to your first matter on your agenda, the consideration of the resolution.
Okay.
I should say it brings you to item number nine in advance of this resolution.
So, due to the confidential nature of the information that we have to review. I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session.
So move. Second.
Do you have any, just an up or down, an aye or nay? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we're going to go into executive session, possibly for about 30 minutes. When we conclude, we'll have someone go out and... Okay, I'd like to make a motion to have an executive session.
So move.
In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're now out of executive session. Care to make a...
I'll move the resolution. I move the 2012-2. 2012-2.
Okay, second.
Second.
That should be number one, because we have
yes.
We moved out. We took the treasurer off. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so the resolution 2012 number one is the authorization to acquire Highlands Development Credits under the fourth round of acquisition. And also this resolution would be consideration of, giving notice of the fifth round. So we'd enter into the fifth round. For the fourth round, there are four properties before you today for your consideration. Property A, Block 19, Lot 110, Sparta Township, Sussex County. Property B, Block 73, Lot 5, in Vernon Township, Sussex County. Property C, Block 6.25, Lots 70.01 and 70.02 in Sparta Township, Sussex County. And finally, Property D, Block 40801, Lot 85.01, Rockaway Township, Morris County. So we're going to go through these and we'll show you each of the properties on the screen. This is the first property, so the outline here shows you the property itself. And we take you to the next slide, give you some more facts. The property in question is 115.77 acres. The allocation in this case is 63.75 Highlands Development Credits. It's based on the residential zoning and a net yield of 23 lots. The value of the HDC allocation is $1,020,000. The owner qualified under the hardship criteria, and a conservation deed of easement will be applied, and that includes the woodland management exemption. The next slide shows you that property in the context of other preserved lands. And the lands preserved, in this case, are natural resource lands, but in either they could be agricultural or natural resource. The object here being to meet the goal of the Highlands Act of preserving the most valuable lands in terms of either agriculture or natural resource. So we show each of these properties in context, because you would be purchasing the development rights and thus preserving these properties. So that's the first one. Property B is in Vernon Township. Here you see the property. And a little more information, this is 17.59 acres. The allocation is 1.75 Highlands Development Credits based on residential zoning, and this property is in the special environmental zone, and there's a 25% bonus for preservation priority of this piece, and the exemption would be retired on this property. The value of the Highlands Development Credit allocation in this case is $28,000. The owner qualifies under the hardship criteria, and a conservation deed of easement would be applied. Again, the woodland management exemption would apply. In the context of preserved lands, you see a lot of preserved lands in this area. This one is not contiguous to, but you can see it again in context of other lands. Property C is in Sparta Township. Here you see there are two lots in question here. A little more information, the property is approximately 5.48 acres. The HDC allocation is 7 Highlands Development Credits based on residential zoning. The value of the allocation is $112,000. Owner qualified under hardship criteria, and a conservation deed of easement would be applied here as well. 5, oh sorry, that's it again in context of other preserved lands, and you can see basically this one is surrounded mostly by other properties that have been developed. Property D is in Rockaway Township. So look at this piece. This parcel is 24.73 acres. The Highlands Development Credit allocation is 27.75 credits based on residential zoning, and again this piece is special in the special environmental zone, 25% bonus for preservation priority. The value of the allocation in this case is $444,000, and a conservation deed of easement would be applied. Woodland management exception again in this case. In the context of other preserved lands, you can see it here, it is contiguous here to these other preserved lands. Again, a special environmental zone. Okay. Okay, leading you into the fifth round, I'm giving you a summary of the initial purchase program to date. So you see the first round there, the number of HDCs with two properties, 87 credits, the acreage 108.64, the amount paid 1,392,000 or authorized by the bank board, closing cost 2,500. In this case, both of those properties have closed. The second round, 4 properties, Highlands Development Credits 54.5, acreage 80 acres and 5.15. The Highlands Development Credit value there, $872,000, closing costs of $10,000, 2 of the 4 have closed to date. Third round, 7 properties, 261.75 Highlands Development Credits, an acreage of 144.25, the amount for the credits, $4,188,000, and closing costs of $5,000. To date, 3 of those closed. The fourth round, which is under consideration today, number of Highlands Development Credits would be 100.25, acreage 159.01, the value 1,604,000, and closing costs for 3 of those under the hardship criteria 7,500. The total, this is to bring you again up to speed for your consideration of fifth round, would be 17 properties, total of 503.25 credits, acreage just under 500 acres, value paid out $8,056,000, and $25,000 in closing costs for the for those that meet that eligibility criteria.
Not to digress, but the two that did not close in the second round.
There are issues there with banks, bank issues and mortgages that are holding those up.
So those owners still want to proceed?
The owners want to proceed, and we're doing everything in our power to assist them in working with banks.
How long do the allocations stay? Is there a time limit
where
they have to close in 5 years?
The allocations are good for 3 years, but when we make the offer, the offer letters go out at the date by which they must accept. In this case, they accept it. And then on the closing, we don't put down a date by which they must close. We're constantly working with them. I mean, the goal is to get to the closing, but we're having difficulties with the bank. Or I should say the owners are having difficulties with the bank.
Just one bank.
One bank for both properties, yes.
What was the total pending that you have right now? The pending closings? How many are pending?
Well, depending on what you do today, 6 prior to the fourth round
Yes.
are pending. We can close very quickly if everything's in order, and have turned them around depending on the need of the owner.
Actually, three closings will probably be done by the end of February.
So I guess the rejected people who walk from the offer, we can expect that to be a pretty solid number of the expected dollars there after the fourth round.
Yes.
Once they accept the offers. Once we accept the offers, yeah. Once they accept the offers, yes. Okay, so it's recommended that the Highlands Development Credit Bank approve the fifth round of funding, and if you do so, these would be the deadlines associated with them. By April 27th, that would be the deadline for submitting the Highlands Development Credit Allocation application to the council, if the property owner hasn't already done so. June 29th would be the deadline for submitting the certificate application to the bank, where the property qualifies for bank consideration. And August 2nd, your meeting, which the chair announced earlier, at 4 p.m., would be where the bank would meet to review those applications under the fifth round for consideration. That brings you to consideration of the resolution.
Okay. Considering the resolution, I'll start. Can't accept the resolution as it's currently drafted. I have a problem with property C. Plus, our funding is not limitless. We're coming to a point now where we're reaching our maximum threshold. I am considering the location of this property, the size of the property. I can't support it. Again, considering that we're running out of money, maybe that money could be used to buy the credits from a property that has a potentially has would have a higher resource value. It's so small, it's not surrounded by any preserved lands. They're basically just in the middle of a subdivision. You have two houses on the lots now. So, we'd not be able to support the resolution again as it's written. We'd have to deny or properly state.
Eileen, when these were prioritized, this ranked higher than some of the other properties based upon hardships or type of property they acquired?
At this point, all the properties we're bringing you today are the only ones that actually met the eligibility criteria. So you would have to, if you were short of funds and not able, then you would have to prioritize in order to see who wouldn't get it. At this point, these are the four properties that actually met the eligibility criteria, so nobody was left out. In other words, we didn't say you didn't make it, but it's only bringing four forward.
How many properties applied that did not meet the criteria?
In the fourth round?
There were numerous properties that have been trying to sell their to Green Acres or others that just haven't documented anything, so we have, I'm guessing, about five or six long enough that may be eligible for the fifth round. They didn't document that. We advanced all of the hardship determinations.
And in one of these cases, the property owner did document that they had met the fifth criteria of offering it to another agency for preservation. So what we've done is we've recommended to those other property owners that you would be considering the fifth round, and if they could give us evidence of submitting it and having a refusal from another preservation entity, then they could be considered under the fifth round.
And I should add one thing. We do have other applicants who have claimed financial hardship that have not proven it yet. We've got no financial documents to support that.
Could you just go to the map and see?
This shows you, see, this is a close-up. Again, to remind you, it's approximately 5.48 acres. It's 7 HDCs based on residential zoning. The value there is $112,000. And just to show you it in context, that's what Ted was referring to.
And just the history of the two houses?
The history of this property is that it was, when it was purchased, it was a single lot of approximately 6 acres, just under 6 acres. It was purchased with an existing house. The existing house is here. The owner applied for a highland applicability determination to the Department of Environmental Protection and received that, I believe, in 2005. And that was to build a house under the threshold. The threshold, according to the Highlands Act, to be under the threshold of a major Highlands development is a residential development that would be under a quarter acre of impervious surface and an acre of disturbance.
New impervious.
And so with that Highlands applicability determination in hand, the property owner built this particular house here. The pre-Highlands Act zoning on this property would have allowed for four homes. No, about two, roughly 2 acre lots.
Well, the underlying zoning is the underlying zoning.
It is in the document.
It's R2, 25,000 square feet.
Right, so a little more than a half acre. And this does not have utilities.
Septic.
So my question is use of septic on that size lot that happens in the Highlands? It's always been sort of 3/4 of an acre was always kind of minimum. I understood
a second time.
To our understanding, they could have built four houses on this property under the local zoning on septics.
What year was the house? The big house built?
Yeah, it was
2009.
Part of the question of qualifying for hardship is that they make their hardship worse by building it.
That's correct. I mean, how much of this is self-induced? I mean, the way the house is situated on the property, the substantial diminution of value of that house by subdividing that off. Having a little trouble with juggling these values as well myself.
I think this raises the same issue, concern I've raised before, just that we should be sensitive to, is property owners that do things after the Highlands Act is passed, full knowledge, they share in the responsibility for that, where someone who has this property, the Highlands Act had passed, they can't do.
I have complete sympathy for them.
Do you have any idea what the size of that house is
that they built? It's quite large.
Right?
I think I'm the second.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay, that leaves
don't mind it going back into the mix for the next round, but at least maybe we can get a little better understanding of where it is. But I do believe they've lost value. It's not sure.
Also, it's thousands of other property owners.
There are. It's only a limited amount of dollars.
And the question is, did they lose value on that lot with the house, or did they lose value on that second 2-acre lot, and how much really should be in the mix and in the application?
They still have their allocation, it's just the window they can offer to buy it.
Right.
That's correct.
It doesn't go away. Okay, so now we go to the public, and the opening to the public is just for the comments on these four properties.
So maybe we should speak, because it's come up and sit by the microphone and speak. Do you
have any comments?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry I have to meet. I don't understand how I have to meet by today.
Hi, my name is Matt Smithanner. I'm the owner of that property in question. I guess maybe I should start with a few questions. You mentioned that you're not making an offer to buy the allocations. What does that entail in the future? As far as purchase of those allocations, does it wait for developers when that whole process is opened up, or is it just left floating in the air for eternity?
Well, as we just discussed, if the allocations don't expire, it could reapply again in the future for us to purchase the credits.
The allocation is valid for 3 years.
You are not purchasing the credits. There's a 3-year period and they expire. I have to keep renewing it until someone purchases it. Is that the PDF process?
But I believe that members of the bank board said you could also resubmit for the next round. I believe that's what Director Riley said.
Right, but I understand that. But I want to know, 3 years from now, when those expire, let's say they expire, what happens at that point?
You can get them renewed by the councils you send back in, and we can renew them.
Okay, and when the council no longer purchases these HDCs, who does?
The bank at any time may decide, depending on the program and the round they're in and the eligibility criteria, may have may to purchase. And absent that, and you mentioned if there are receiving areas established, then the market can take over and a developer can purchase those credits.
And are there any receiving areas at this point?
There are study areas for receiving areas, but there are no established receiving areas.
Okay, so we're now 8 years into the process and you still don't have anyone willing to receive. So I'm basically reliant on the council or the credit bank to purchase these credits in order to get lost value from my property. Although my lot is much less significant in size compared to the other lots, the potential was still there to be able to build or subdivide off 3 lots. That was the whole intention of buying that property. I've already proven my case as far as the ability to subdivide off those lots at the point that it was purchased. As far as environmental value goes, there's a nice pond on the bottom, the stream, the lake, everything basically flowing through into that. Is there a potential that could have been further deteriorated because of more development? I mean, that's, I believe, what the whole council's purpose was. So there is certainly a value to the fact that that was not developed. As far as the development that I did do, thank God I was able to do it based on the way the rules of the Highlands Council or Highlands Act was written, where I would have lost a significantly larger amount of money on this property. I think the council has lost sight, to some extent, of the purpose of this bank. It is to compensate those people who have lost value and the ability to attain that value from their properties, and to compensate them for the losses. Yep. Whether or not you think I have a hardship or not, I've given you the numbers. I've submitted the information. Obviously, it has been approved as far as the people have reviewed it at this point. It's an R2 zone. It's not R5. It's not 10-acre zoning. It's half-acre zoning. So the loss potential is still there. It's just a smaller lot because it's a smaller zoning at the time. I also find that the loss is there now because the Highlands Act has been approved. I think the council is attempting to, in some ways, put further hardship on some of these properties by adding wordage that I think oversteps the bounds of the already restrictive characteristics of the Highlands Act. And what else? I don't know, this whole process has been just a nightmare for me, just nonstop fighting the council. And I'd like you to take into consideration that it's not all about what you're saving as far as an environmentally critical piece of property. It's all about, also, the bank's purpose, in my opinion, is to compensate those who have lost because of the act. And I don't think the size of the house or anything really should come into play here.
If you want to discuss the merits and the rights that were taken away from property values, because of the Highlands Act, I would agree with you. Unfortunately, this bank board is supposed to do what you said, with a limited, very limited amount of resources. We have the money to make everybody right. I think all of us, or most of us at least, would want to do that. That's why we're here. A lot of certain newer members to the council and to this bank board. And from that perspective, I personally certainly sympathize with what has happened to property owners in the Highlands region and the impacts that it's had on them. Having said that, we have a very small amount of money for us to deal with right now. There's people that attend our council meetings every month, one of them's here now, that talk about these issues every single meeting and the impacts that it's had on them and other people that they know in this area. So while we may not be supporting your application this time around doesn't mean it's foregone conclusion. As I stated before, I can only speak for myself. Your hardship wasn't compared to many others, so we have to look at it. It wasn't like we had 20 and yours rose to the top 3, 4, 5 properties. We only had the 4 properties this round. We don't know when funding is going to be available, so we need to allocate and spend as judiciously as possible. It doesn't mean that you haven't been harmed here, per se, but looking at some of the issues, I think what I heard from council members is could have some of the hardship been circumvented with your actions?
Well, quite honestly, my actions were to circumvent further hardship.
I'm sorry.
My actions were to further circumvent, further hardship in the fact that I would have now lost additional potential for the property. In my building the one house, I took advantage of what I was capable of at that time to get some of my investment in that property out of the house. So. I I mean, I think further needs to be done if that's the case. If you're running out of money, either this bill, this act was a bad idea because it couldn't be funded to take care of those people who are hurt by the act, or you got to find a way to get the money to better account, you know, pay for those people who have taken a loss.
You know, at that point, I certainly agree with you. I was an outspoken against the act. I continue to be. I have always been labeled as such by certain farm owners for that very reason, because it was a your property value. Here's an IOU that you may get 3 hours, you said 8 years later. It's from compensation for thousands of property owners, and this bank is trying to address one small segment of those that have properties that have the fewer environmental constraints on them. They're also under hardships. Those hardships that are created by the act and not exacerbated by the act that are being imposed the act. As part of what we're all sort of assured, I'm not saying that we're at some point in the future better able to make that judgment with this again, or if this were healthy, or the hearing, we're all ready to make that decision on your property today. But as far as this act, they made a promise they didn't find. Perhaps they're right. And it's a shame for everybody that had lost without property value. This council for money, that line would go from Chester all the way down to Bedminster back again.
Hey, don't forget North and Roxbury.
I'm sorry, yes. It's in many directions, built many miles.
Now, how many people who have qualified for hardships have been denied, besides myself? I'm just kind of curious. Or am I the only one?
None that have qualified for hardship. So, today.
Two properties that were reconsidered. And that's what we're telling you. We come back, two are denied, and we reconsidered, and we approved them. I'm not trying to give you any false hope, but you can't.
Right, I was going to say, nothing's going to change between now and then. Right?
Well, they gave it a shot, and it worked out.
I think the other point is, too, is that if your application comes back again next time, and weighed against, as Chairman Rice said, the larger pool of applications, and if your application continues to rise to the top as it did on this occasion, then, you know, the likelihood is that, you know, it is valid, at least in my mind. Again, I'm speaking for myself, but if I saw it again and the council and staff had evaluated it against 10 other applications and qualified, and yours was presented to me again, I would have a hard time saying, you know, that twice it didn't work out, you know. But I think that's the point, is that we just don't have enough basis in looking at yours against a smaller pool to be able to establish how severe your hardship is compared to other property owners that have suffered similar hardships.
Right. Well, unfortunately, it sounds like you're also going to run out of money shortly to allocate towards additional properties. I understand you're wanting to prioritize which ones you choose to provide the credits to, but obviously, being on my side, it should basically be, if you qualify, you meet the hardship requirement, you get compensated. I don't think the hierarchy, based on land use for this particular bank's purpose. The land's already preserved. No one can develop the lot, whether it's 100 acres or 2 acres. The preservation part is taking care of that. You should basically go, who meets the hardship, when do they apply? Who's up front? I don't think there's any environmental benefit to what you're proposing as far as delaying my application or anyone else's application, because the land's preserved, the act preserved it. If you can show me some way that by your picking a different property there's some environmental benefit, I'd love to see it. I don't think there is any.
Any other comments? Seeing none, close the public portion. Any
Further comments from the board members? Okay. Can we roll call?
This is roll calls on the amended application.
Correct.
Correct.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Holtaway?
Aye.
Director Klipstein?
Yes.
Director McElroy?
Aye.
Director Ryder?
Yes.
Director Walton?
Yes.
Acting Chair McElroy?
Yes.
Chair, I have a question of the bank in terms of your packet of materials into the future. And I would like to establish what it is the bank requires so that I present that to you and that I'm very clear on what you'd like. So on this occasion, I did give you some materials that I actually sent out last night that were council allocations. Which are done long before the meeting. As you know, we set forth the dates today. But what I want to know is, would the directors like that information in their packets or not? And if you believe you get sufficient information in your packets, just from a staff perspective, it makes it easier if I know what the requirements are in advance of meetings.
Well, speaking for myself, I think the information you get is satisfactory. Since we cannot, the bank cannot review, change, modify the allocations, it's superfluous information for me. I wish the bank didn't have that ability, but that is not the case. I think the format that we've been following has been satisfactory to me.
I agree. Yeah, much.
Okay.
I have no issue with what we're receiving now. And I do think it's unfair in this particular case, and I didn't realize Susan was going to leave. I'd say with her here, too. These requests should come in at the last minute. I deal with Eileen on a every other day basis, and she's always doing something. So to have requests of additional information come in 24 hours in advance, so I think directors want additional information. Now is a great time to do it, so it's some continuity to it, or at least wait to the next meeting before you want, if you want to change the protocol. That's it.
And that's correct. If you send the package out a week in advance, so the staff does have time to respond, so it's not at the 11th hour.
And I guess I would probably like a little more detail as to the nature of the hardship that some of those folks receive. Timeline of what seems to be events regarding the hardships. That might describe it. What were the timeline of the significant events in someone's hardship that led to?
We can do that.
I question your assessment of it.
No, and that's why I'm asking now, because it's much better for you. We want to provide you with the information you need. In order to do that, I need to know that I'm doing a good job, and if you want something more, of course we'll provide it. So that we can address that. Thank you. Okay. The other thing is, if when you review that information, you'd like to come in and see the folders, of course, you know, we'd open it to you. And that, of course, goes for, we've said this to the council members, and, oh, you are a council member too, Rob. So you can see it twice. Thank you. Thank you, that's clear.
Before I forget, if we can just pass down all the provisions and confidential information to you by me.
So you can park over your site.
Okay. Next is the public comments. Anyone who wishes to address anything concerning the board, please come up and state your name and address.
My name is David Schoaf. I have a farm in Lebanon Township. First,
as far as the minutes of the meeting of October 27, 2011, you misquoted me where I, according to the minutes, say, Mr. Choke wonders how approximately 45% discount qualifies an acceptable parameter. Actually, the figure I cited comes from your own literature, and it's a minimum of 75% discount. So please correct that. And I think you'll find it on pages 34 and 35 of your own literature concerning this matter. And the way the applicant was just treated here a few minutes ago, because he built a house on his property, I find quite amazing, because I would bet that every one of you lives in a house. Some of you live in a very nice house built on 5 acres. Some of you live in a very nice house built on 5 acres with an in-ground swimming pool and a tennis court. So the fact that this gentleman built a house on his property and you consider that an addition to his hardship is bizarre. And I've heard it described here at the last meeting that the Highlands Credit Bank is the third leg of a three-legged stool. The other legs being the SADC program and Green Acres. That's really not true, because if you want to maintain ownership of your property, it becomes a two-legged stool, SADC and here. If you want to sell your property and fee simple, it becomes a one-legged stool, Green Acres. The other more civilized parts of the state have another option, and that is builders, selling to builders. That option has been removed from up here, and you seem to lose sight of that fact, and you talk about resource value and all this other stuff. I want to know who benefits from the high resource value that has been bantered about here today, as well as all other meetings. Who is the beneficiary of this high resource value? It is clearly not the landowner. Thank you.
Helen Heinrich, New Jersey Farm Bureau. I just want to ask you all, please, to use your microphones. We've been unable to hear an awful lot of what went on at this meeting. We've all got them, and you know, I'm just as unaccustomed to using it as anybody. But please, from now on, if you could all, you know, move it closer, or whatever. Some of you come through, and others don't, and we're just sitting there straining to hear the details. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Comments? Hi, Rex Barling. My address is 5326 Berkshire Valley Road, Oak Ridge, New Jersey. I have applied all the way through to step 8 on your list, and through, you know, the Highlands Credit Bank. And I'm very confused at what level or where the paperwork has gone. At the end of the list, it says that I'm not qualified for hardship that may be based on what I wrote down or what I own. I might be wealthy in the sense that I have a lot of land and other acquisitions, but I can't sell them to put my kids through college. You know, looking to retire at some point in the near future, and I have 10 acres of land that is completely locked up with what I can do with it. I've submitted many different things to the different board members, and my biggest question is, okay, do I have to resubmit paperwork every single time there's a round, or was the original paperwork that I put in at the very first onset of this now stopped in some way?
Well, the the way it would work is if you have submitted the information and you're asking to be deemed eligible under one of the criteria, you have to establish that you meet that criteria. So it isn't a question of whether you resubmit. If you do choose to resubmit, you would have to give us additional information to prove eligibility, because to date you haven't met the criteria under which you have applied.
Okay, you've designated a certain amount of HDC credits to my property.
That is correct.
Okay. What would be the next thing that I have to do if all of that is in place and all your paperwork has been filed? What is missing?
The five criteria we set forth that have to be met in terms of meeting, sorry, just letting them up here, in terms of being eligible under the current round of the program, you have to meet that eligibility. So I have to go back.
Okay, so in 2009, I was in better shape than I am now because I've had to pay out, you know, college tuition for my children. I was thinking that along the lines of, subdividing property would pay for all of that college education, and that's my largest hardship. I don't see how, one thing or another makes it, what is going to change?
Well, basically, here are those are the five criteria, one of which you must be eligible under in order to meet criteria for the rounds that we're currently in, and right, the next round will have the same criteria. In your application, you did not meet the eligibility criteria. There are many landowners who applied for the program, but what the bank decided to do was only have it eligible at this moment in time to those that meet that criteria. I do understand what you're saying, sir, I do. But at this point in time, unless you have other information now, because you say your circumstances have changed, that would make you eligible, you would certainly review
it
again.
So I would need to reapply the entire package, or only just a
only
certain portion?
Only the information pertaining to the criteria for eligibility. The rest, the allocation stands. That's all been done. You do not have to reply for that.
And that was my next question, because I've heard things about being expired. Some things expire.
The allocation letter is valid for 3 years.
Okay, so that's due to expire. Does that mean I have to go back to the beginning of the process?
No, we can reissue a letter to you. And if you put in your application, we'd gladly do that with no further requirements from you.
Okay. I have one last comment, and that would be to the board and to the state of New Jersey to have gone through the extensive process of doing this without having funding is amazing to me, and I don't see it as such a problem because you have use of the commodity. The water commodity is being used right out from under us, okay? That goes down South Jersey, and they pay for water. If you were to pay another $10 a year towards their water bill, you'd have more money than you know what to do with, and you could start fixing the infrastructure that's crumbling and allowing it to be wasted.
For the director of the bank, the Highlands Council has constantly and consistently supported a water user fee.
Any other comments from the public? I'm saying close the public comment period. Anything else from the board?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
To come back in until then, please.